Welcome, our friends in Dharma consciousness. Okay? The purpose in the practice to wake up your consciousness that sleeping in subconscious. Wake up. Wake up and become body consciousness. Okay? But your consciousness always doesn't like to stay with the body. Always want to traveling. Okay? So you just mindfulness of body all the time. Okay? And when you got mindfulness of the body, it look like you turn over. Okay? Now your consciousness go down, turn over. Okay? Turn over. Okay? When turn over, then it become body consciousness. Okay? It look like you got more awareness of your body. Okay? And consciousness over the body, see yourself. Your eye look at people, look at your job. But consciousness become awareness, seeing how you doing, how you speaking, okay? Consciousness seeing yourself. And consciousness seeing even you practice meditation, okay? You can see your breathing already there, okay? You can see already your breathing already there, okay? But before you never see by consciousness, you have to look and watch from your mind to focus, okay? Look and watch from your mind to focus. But anyhow, you need consciousness with your mind to watch, because when you look at me, you see me clearly because you got eye contact, and then you got mind. But if your consciousness sleepy, you cannot see me clearly. If your mind and your contact, and then you wake up, okay, inside wake up. Then you got mind, consciousness, and contact by eye contact, okay? Consciousness on your seeing. Only mind, only that is mind. There are pure mind. Pure mind is consciousness, but your mind is not pure mind. A lot of thought, okay? When you look at things with a lot of thought, you cannot see clearly. But if you have pure mind, okay? Seeing clearly. When you seeing clearly, your mind become one pointedness, good attention. So, in daily life, when you see things, how you can see clearly? You got mind, consciousness, and object of seeing, okay? So in the practice of meditation, you got object of meditation, the breathing. You got your mind to watch. But how about my consciousness? Because you close your eye, you must develop my consciousness. Where is my consciousness? Okay? Most of practitioner go into the meditation but not wake up in meditation because my consciousness not wake up. Okay? My consciousness is inside, let's say, can you just be aware of your mind, how your mind is? Now you look at me, watch me, and how about how you know about your mind, how you understand about your mind, how you aware of your mind. When you got awareness, you got mind consciousness, okay? Okay, mind and consciousness, okay? And now, when you got mind consciousness, okay? Your mind attention on my talk, okay, my consciousness, it looks like. Now, you listen to my talk, I speak loud. You can hear me easily with your mind. But if you listen to quiet voice in this room, listen. You got more and more consciousness. Mind become attention because small voice, quiet voice. And if you want to hear quiet voice more clearly, more clearly, more clearly, your mind become wake up with consciousness. When you hear small voice more clearly, more clearly, at your mind, attention, it become awareness, awareness, consciousness, consciousness. Okay? Can you feel like that? When you listen to me, I speak loud. You don't have to have a lot of consciousness. You just pay attention, watch, or listen. Your mind attention on my talk. But if you listen something quiet, you need more awareness, attention, and just awareness every moment. What is small voice, quiet voice? Awareness, what you feel? Your mind is here, inside, somewhere inside. But when you hear with more awareness, your mind attention, your mind still, your mind awareness, your mind open. Okay? Your mind awareness, consciousness open. When you got stillness, attention. And then you hear more clearly, hear quiet voice more clearly, more clearly. It become opening up. And then it become opening up, that means you go into your mind, more mindfulness, because you hear something quiet, you need more calmness, okay? Then you go inside more calmness, okay? And the way you go inside, it look like you keep attention, your mind come back from thought still, and then you keep awareness, what that? What is small voice? What is quiet voice? Your mind become opening up. Then you move inwards to more calmness, and what that? What that? What that? First, your attention first, you might become one point, and then more attention and more awareness, what that? What the small voice? What the small voice? What is it? What is it? What it is? From the one pointedness, when you more self awareness, what that, it open up to more calmness. That mean the way to go into your mind. It look like you go inside, and then you have attention. It got access, okay, or the door, and then you just keep awareness. What that? The door open. Then you move inwards in the next room. Okay? Oh, my master say the same. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. It look like you come in the first jhana, and then with more attention, one point of mind, you can realize access inside, and access inside. Then when you realize, you become more awareness in front of the access, and the access open, look like the door open, and your mind move inwards to the second jhana, and to the second jhana, first you cannot see the access, you don't know how to go to the third jhana, but just stop. When you stop thinking, the access come up again, and then you move inwards in front of the exit when you stop thinking, okay? Because you might become one pointedness again. And one pointedness again at the exit. And then you just more awareness of the absorption in the first jhana. How absorption, how you feel about the first jhana, more awareness. Then the exit become the door open. And you move inwards to the second jhana, the same. The third jhana, the fourth jhana, it looks like you move inwards, the next room, and between the next room got access. Okay? It depends on can you Can you find the accent or not? If you try to look for the accent inside, you cannot see the accent. But if you stop thinking, stop thinking, attention on the breathing in and out only, and don't think, don't have any doubt. When more attention, the access in the second jhana wake up, and it move, it bring your mind move inward and open the door and go into the third jhana. Okay, it look like the way to go into your pure mind, the nature of mind. It look like you go by room by room, room by room, next. Okay, any question?
Is it necessary? Yeah,
that's her question, yeah. No? When you in the calmness,
yeah,
aware, you got down. How to go inside deeper? When you got down, you come out.
How to see more?
How to see more?
I don't know how, but I know that it's peaceful. It's more phenomenal.
Yeah.
But in the
calmness, you still got breathing?
Yes.
You must aware of your breathing.
It's very subtle.
Keep awareness of your breathing. Okay?
Okay.
Then you can go inside the next room. Only breathing only. Because inside is no form. Okay?
Yeah.
You need form. Form, that is your breathing. When you got knowing your breathing with more attention, even it's so joy, so happiness. Normally with joy and happiness, you fall asleep already, okay? But joy and happiness, you still more attention on the breathing, more attention. In joy and happiness, got access. And then it bring you move inwards the access and open to the next jhana, okay? Keep here, keep attention, but keep attention in your mind, okay? Keep attention, okay? Keep attention, because when you got joy or happiness, maybe grasp your attention away from the breathing. You understand? Or pain, grasp your attention from the breathing. So just you keep attention there, okay? Whatever happening, you keep knowing, seeing, knowing your breathing every moment. Then you got one pointedness of mind. And knowing clearly, that is awareness to open the door. Clearly is awareness to open the door. Okay? Your patience.
John, is it necessary to be going into the fourth jhana? Can we go into vipassana at the first jhana?
Oh, vipassana, you can go to the first jhana in the upajjhara samadhi. Before the jhana, you can go to vipassana already. But when you enlightenment, even you start with vipassana, when you enlightenment, you already into the fourth jhana. It become the fourth jhana. Maybe you start before the jhana, that is Khanika Samadhi or Upajjhara Samadhi, but when you got enlightenment, or you got jhana, 16 jhana, it become jhana also. Okay? It become absorption also to jhana. Okay? So those enlightenment, okay, with wisdom, they got jhana, fourth jhana when they got enlightenment with wisdom. But those who got enlightenment with wisdom and power, they will enlightenment with 8 jhana, 9 jhana, okay? Rupa jhana and arupa jhana and the 9 jhana. That enlightenment with power and wisdom. Before, I just understand, if you just want vipassana, you don't need any jhana, you just only get into a kind of calmness, and then contemplate the body and sensation and my object. But when I can witness my mind, I found that when I contemplation on the body or sensation, my object, I can find when I witness my mind together, my mind become absorption into the jhana also. Okay? So you learn by yourself. You practice whatever method, vipassana, followed by samatha, or samatha followed by vipassana, or what samatha and vipassana going together in parallel. How you know you go together in parallel? Witness your mind. Witness the quality of mind. Can you witness your mind? When you more attention to me, your mind still. Can you witness your mind? Can you witness your mind more attention on me? Okay? And if you listen to something quiet, can you witness your mind more and more attention to something quiet. If you witness your mind, you can realize your mind become one consciousness of mind and become absorbed. That is going into the jhana, okay? But anyhow, you got mindfulness of your body, sensation, mind object together. And you got the other quality is understanding, going together. There are two qualities, calmness and understanding, okay? So, but if you cannot witness your mind, okay? You cannot make understanding what different, okay? Anyhow, today, what I want to teach you, because I would like you to witness your mind consciousness. Witness your mind still, witness your mind calm, that I think you know this idea, this approach already. But in your mind, consciousness wake up or not wake up, this is important, okay? So in your mind, consciousness more wake up. If you listen to something more quiet, how you know wake up? It become more conscious, and in the middle, one pointedness, still and sharp and aware. Still and sharp in the middle and aware. And can you witness your mind with more awareness? It become more awareness. It look like your mind wake up with radiation, like the Buddha statue. Awareness, okay? Awareness. So, just try, this is my conscious. You maybe don't understand, but you can understand if you use learn to witness how about consciousness, I conscious. Okay? If you look at me, okay? This is your mind. Look and watch. Maybe you not wake up. But if you look at diamond, and you realize something? Consciousness. You understand now? That is consciousness. Okay?
Next time, bring diamond
eyes. You bring, not me. Consciousness wake up. So this is consciousness. You want to know consciousness? Just see your jewel. When you see stone, not wake up. See jewel, wake up. You understand consciousness now? And I now, you see your friend, okay? Not wake up. But if you see new friend, you wake up. Okay? I see KL not wake up. I go to European country, I wake up. Okay? That is consciousness. Then, I not practice meditation. But when I go to Switzerland, why wake up? Ooh, see snow wake up. Okay, in Thailand not wake up, but see the snow wake up. Oh, this is eye consciousness. Ah, okay. So then, just wake up your consciousness. There is something inside. I am consciousness. My attention. When you see jewel, you have attention, but not attention only. You wake up. Okay. I just let you learn how to wake up. So can you, my attention here, and wake up like you see jewel. Even you see the breathing in, breathing out. You must wake up like you see the jewel. Okay, you understand? This is consciousness. Okay. When you got consciousness now, you just eye consciousness. Even you not look at me, not look at you. You look at monk, look at me, look at your friend. Can you look at whatever you look, whoever you look, with loving kindness? With loving kindness, you got consciousness wake up. Okay, you understand now? Now you must develop together mindfulness, awareness, and right effort. Right effort with loving kindness. Okay, when you look at people, talk people, listen, or whatever you do, loving kindness will wake up your consciousness. Just turn inwards when you wake up. Because when you turn inwards, now you got, you look at me again, okay? And just see clearly. If you just look at me, not see clearly, it's not consciousness wake up, but you see clearly. Can you see clearly the Buddha statue, the nose, the ear, the face? If you see clearly, you got consciousness wake up. And more you see clearly, continuous about 1 minute. 1 minute only. Now you see one by one. Your mind look and watch. But your mind got consciousness because you see clearly. It become more conscious. And more conscious, then come back to watch yourself. This is how to turn inwards. When you watch yourself, see yourself, consciousness turn inwards, become a mirror with good exposure. And then you just see and not involved. See how you're doing. See how you're doing. You're getting old and older. You're getting sick sometimes. You become getting aging and dead in the near future. Can you see impermanent, see the vulnerable truth? You just train develop your consciousness to get more wisdom by see yourself. Okay, I told you three characteristics. You starting see yourself impermanent until you accept consciousness become more brightness. Okay. Just see impermanent first, okay? When you see impermanent until you accept, think impermanent, think suffering. Think impermanent and suffering, you cannot regard it as yourself. Consciousness enlightened. We enlightened by consciousness, okay? When enlightened, you realize it become unbounded consciousness, wake up. And then you just contemplate by consciousness, the four noble truth, okay? The suffering, the cause of suffering, end of suffering, and you see the way to the end of suffering. Your consciousness enlightened. It look like, enlightened. In Zen tradition, they use the word Satori. You know Satori? Wake up. Okay? But you need more and more Satori. One time Satori, not enlightened. Okay? Maybe many Satori. Satori, Satori, Satori. See infinite, more. See suffering, end of suffering. So the way to end suffering, more. Satori is the kind of you just see the way. Okay? But when you got more Satori, based on seeing the truth regarding Four Noble Truths, okay, this you got enlightened. You must have your consciousness wake up because you see the Four Noble Truths, see the three characteristics, see dependent origination, see non-self, see about five aggregates. There are six objects of vipassana. Okay, you just go to Google, six objects, what is that? Okay, one is five aggregates, one is Four Noble Truths, one is dependent origination, one is the three characteristics, and you find some other two more. Okay, then you contemplate the object of vipassana. Okay, any question? And what is indicator that you enlightenment? You still, even you see suffering, see the end of suffering, okay? Or even you see the three characteristics, you not lost from your breathing, okay? If you lost from your breathing, then that is you involve, you push it to, I tell you, see impermanent, but you push. You skip impermanent. You try to contemplate suffering, but you not see impermanent. How you can see suffering? You must see step by step impermanent first, okay? The same as the Buddha asked the first five disciples, monk, form is impermanent or permanent? Impermanent, sir. What impermanent is suffering? That's right, yeah. What is suffering? You can regard it as selfless? No, sir. So the enlightenment when they see impermanent suffering and non-self and accept by wisdom, okay? So now, just you know already, we enlighten with the consciousness, okay, and the darkness, the monkey mind become empty, and the pure mind become wake up, or we call the Buddha nature, okay. So now, I just let you to go to the path to enlightenment. You must always see yourself. Your eye look at me, but can you see how you sit? When you see how you sit, you got a background of your consciousness above here. Can you realize that? When you see how you move, how you are out eating, it looks like you got someone seeing you are eating, or drinking, or speaking someone here. Okay? And someone here, you must more clear seeing, and then it become wake up is the pure knowledge. It's not about someone, it become wisdom. Okay? It become wisdom. Whatever you do, it got knowing, seeing whatever you do. In the beginning, it looked like you try to observe yourself. It looked like you got someone observe yourself. But when you got wake up, it become wisdom. You don't have to try to observe yourself. What you do, it all already there in the wisdom. Okay? In the wisdom. So that's why now, open your eye, see, but open your eye for wake up consciousness. And then see yourself how you sit. Consciousness, turn inwards, see yourself how you sit. Consciousness become more wake up. become satellite dish. Before you got very small satellite dish, now your satellite dish become bigger. Okay? And you saturate it look like here. Because when you got attention in your mind, I cannot bring my hand inside, okay? It doesn't mean here, it's from inside, okay? It is come up, okay? Okay? Consciousness. Okay, so that is consciousness. You must you must have joy seeing the present moment. You always not have joy in the present moment. The present moment will wake up your consciousness. Okay? Okay. That means when you work, joy at work. Attention at work, you got my attention. But attention without joy, you don't have consciousness. Okay? Okay? Attention and joy. Okay? Attention on your reading, you got my one point in it. But you must have attention with joy. With joy on your breathing, okay? Then you got consciousness, okay? Okay. So now, show me how you got joy on my top. Here's the mind. This is my form from mind, and you got consciousness awake up. Now consciousness sleeping in your mind with perception, sensation, and thought. Okay. Now. Joy in Europe, okay? I bring you to Europe now. Wake up. Joy in Switzerland now, wake up, okay? So when you see something new, it wake up. Okay? Or you see the sky, now see the sky. It look like something wake up, okay? Mind, but in the mind got consciousness. We call subconscious. When your mind see the sky, subconscious open and consciousness wake up. And more you see the nature, more wake up. So now you don't have to go to Europe now, you just see the sky. Okay? I save your economy, okay? Save your economy. See the nature, wake up, huh? And when you sit in nature, and then you attention to flower, this is my joy, see the nature. Attention is look and watch from the mind at the flower. But you have joy seeing the flower, you got consciousness. Okay? So that's why now you feel wake up, right, when you see the nature or the sky or not, when you see your breathing. You got only watch and attention. That's why the Buddha say, you need develop Ittipāṭhā 4. You know Ittipāṭhā 4? Ittipāṭhā 4 is the four basement of success. Okay, four basement of success. The first one is joy, chanta. Okay. The second one is good effort, viriya. And the third one is citta, attention or concentration. And the fourth one is vimamsa, contemplation. So you need chanta, okay? Or joy, okay? Joy in the practice. Then you can see, you watch your breathing, but you got something, see. All other feeling together, all other feeling shame when the breathing becomes smooth. You can see you're feeling more calm and empty. But if the breathing not smooth, okay, got stuck, your feeling become disturbed. Okay, so that's why I am fortunate because. When I start practice breathing meditation, I practice it way. Watch my breathing, see all feeling occur, okay? I watch my breathing, what occurred, or feeling, whatever feeling occurred, I will scan, seeing. I don't know about this thing, but I practice already. Watch and see, okay? You only watch and sleep, okay? Okay? That's right. You must watch and see. Oh, there are many things to see. Watch and see. First, you cross your eye. Can you see the brightness on your face? Smile. Watch your breathing. Can you see the brightness or consciousness on your face? And then it's changed from the brightness on your face, changed to something else. Okay, maybe more light, or maybe something coming. Okay, your vision will change. But if you see, you don't watch your breathing, you also lost. You see whatever in front, you not watch your breathing, you lost. Okay? So that's why many practitioners lost. Because when you do meditation, you got image. Okay? Image is from your thought. Okay? Then you must see the performance of your thought. Image disappear. Okay? So you watch your breathing, then you must see performance of your mind as any kind of thought or any kind of feeling, okay? Then you can let go of illusion. Images are illusion. Okay, now, my consciousness. Now you more understand my consciousness. Watch and see, okay? It looks like when you look at the diamond, you look, you watch. If a woman look and watch, see the price. A man look and watch, not see the price.
See the price of the diamond.
Yeah, woman see the price. The price. Man not see, you not see the price, but she see the price. Okay?
You see the economy.
And she got joy, see the price. I want that, I will save money, I will save money. Man just see the diamond, but not see the price. You understand now? So it depends on you watch your breathing. You see whatever feeling. Okay? If for those who practice like a yogi, he can see absorption of mind. Watch your breathing, mind become absorbed. But you are a beginner, you don't know how to see your mind, performance of mind. Your mind always become thought. So that's why I just tell you, if it got becoming thought, seeing thought, if it got down, seeing down, whatever coming, seeing, then thought and doubt is like a dark cloud. Then it go away and the white cloud wake up. Then you see the white cloud, then it go away, is the brightness come up. Okay? It's in here, not in front. This is illusion from the mind inside. You must turn inward, see inside. It come from here. If you see in front, you lost again. Everything in front, it duplicate from inside. It depends on your wisdom. Can you see it come from your mind, performance of mind inside? Okay? So you just see your performance of mind. That's what I tell you. Witness your mind. When your mind keep attention on me, can you witness performance of mind? Attention, you got stillness, okay? And when your mind look at the sky, when your mind look at what's the sky, can you witness your mind? Your mind become opening up, wake up. Can you witness your mind? At least I would like you to be able to witness your mind, close up and open. Then you can go deeper. What happened? How to see cross up and open? Bring your two finger now. Okay? When you start doing, move two finger to touch each other. And now again, start. Close up already. Can you witness your mind close up already? Because you M. Your mind become close up, smaller, and still. Okay? And when you, now it's not still, but when you move two fingers to touch each other, it now close up, and narrow, nearly touching, become one point. This is close up. And when you touching already successfully done, then you just leave two fingers apart. You already successfully done. When you do things successfully already, your mind become open, relax and open. Can you see your mind? When you do things successfully, your mind become relax and open. Can you witness? Okay, can you? This is, if you can witness your mind, become attention, become one point. And then after you successfully done, you become awareness, let go, awareness. So can you witness your mind? Your breathing, again. If you have more, if you have purpose, your goal, to move two fingers to touch each other. Now, to touch each other, your mind become close up, and still, and narrow, and when you nearly touch, it become one pointedness. And can you just stay knowing at the mind one pointedness? By witness your mind is one pointedness. And what happened? When you do things successfully and you let go, your mind become letting go and awareness, open. Now go to absorb into the next room already. Okay? And more, you do again. Next room. Then when you do it again, it become close up in the next room. It become one point to the next access of the next room. That's right. When you touch, then the next access opening up, go to the next room again. Okay? What question?
As you put your fingers closed, your breathing is all getting tighter
and tighter. Slowly. Oh no, we just use only one object.
Once you open, your breathing can relax.
No, if you practice on your finger movement, ignore your breathing. You must only meditation, you only got one object. Okay? One object. Then you will know your mind again. Now don't worry your breathing. Just pay attention here. Okay? Attention to one object. One object that your mind touching or not. Your finger touching or not. Your mind become attention. Close up. Attention, and still, nearly touching your mind, very still and one point. And when touch, your mind stop. Can you realize when your mind stop? Stop, you know. Now do it, continue do it now. Stop, what happened? Stop, you know. Stop, you got awareness now. Right? When you stop, you know. Stop, you see. This is the grandmother say. Stop, you know. Stop, you see. How you know, you see. When you stop, in the absorption of mind, in the deep meditation, people always understand, in the deep meditation, it's like still like a stone, don't know anything. But now, what happened? You just prove by yourself. Now, just awareness, just watch with awareness, your mind cross up. It depends on if you can witness your mind, you always wake up. Even your mind become one point, even your mind become stop. If you witness your mind, can you witness your mind stop? Your mind got wake up in the stop. got awareness in the stop. Even in the stop, your mind know you are sitting. Okay? Your mind know you are sitting this way. Yeah? Can know your bodily action, can know? Because you always witness your mind. If you witness your mind, even you go absorb in deep meditation, you can witness your mind. Now going absorb. If you can witness, when it go nearly to the one point, or even one point, it become awareness, okay? But if you not witness your mind from the beginning, now, don't witness, you just focus here. Then, you don't know anything, okay? So that's why wake up your mind by witness. When you witness your mind, you got consciousness. Okay? When you do again, now, put two fingers cross to touch each other. Your mind, M. If you witness your mind, you got consciousness knowing how it is. It's M, but you witness your mind, you got consciousness how it is. You got both. Your mind attention and consciousness knowing the mind itself, how it is. That's right. And it stop. You also knowing it stop. Before you stop, you don't know. You maybe go emptiness, maybe when you finish meditation, I don't know where I go. I don't know, I wake up or I fall asleep. I don't know. I'm not sure. I wake up or I fall asleep. You don't know. Okay? Because you not witness your mind. If you not witness your mind, consciousness will not wake up. So now, okay, can you witness your mind when you watch your movement? Watch your hand movement. Watch. Witness your mind. Your mind got wake up. Mindfulness, awareness, because you move your hand. Okay? But if you move your hand again, to the stop, can you witness your mind? Your mind still. Okay? Stop also. When you can see the stop, your mind stop. When you see the movement, your mind become wake up with awareness. And when you see the hand movement to the stop, your mind stop. Can you witness your mind stop? When you see the hand movement, can you witness your mind got awareness? Got awareness. Wake up. And when you stop, you might stop. Can you see the mind stop? Your mind watch here, and then your mind become stop if you watch yourself. Can you see the stop? Again, movement, stop. Can you see it stop? Movement, stop. Can you see it stop? If you can see it stop, your mind stop and still. Movement, your mind aware and mindful, a bit thought. But when you see it stop, your mind no thought. That's right. Movement, aware, and got a bit thought, but not lost. Stop, your mind stop. No thought, completely, no thought. That's right. If you can witness your mind, now how about slowly? Move, stop. Can you witness your mind? Your mind got very good mindfulness every moment, knowing every moment. Move, stop. More move, stop. Cross up. Stop, cross up. Move, open. Cross. Stop, cross up. Move, open. Stop, cross up. Cross up, open. Cross up, open. Cross up, open. Then it turns from cross over inside to unbounded emptiness. Okay? Your question?
A lot?
Yeah, it's a lot bright. It come up. It come up. A lot of spot.
Stop, breathing.
So when you got wash your breathing in, first you don't see the stop. Okay, you can see the calmness or even see the white line, okay? But when you see movement of the breathing, you breathing immediately go to the bottom, or you just slowly movement, breathing. Can you see breathing stop? Then in the white line it becomes star. Star. Okay, but some star because you focus every moment of your breathing. Then in your mind, you can witness you might become wake up with brightness and star inside. Okay, that is somebody use the word knowing element. Okay, you realize the knowing element. Kalapak. Oh, I don't know. Knowing element. Okay. Knowing element, or you can use the word kalapa is the smallest portion. This is because you know you know every moment stop, then it become element, knowing element of kalapa. Okay, kalapa mean the smallest unit in your mind. Okay, something like that. Okay. That's why you must develop see the breathing image, and the breathing image got movement or not, got changing or not. Can you see changing? Even it become a mass of cloud, yes. It's changed, it's transformed. Can you see it's transformed? Yes. Can you see it's transformed because it got movement, it got impermanent. When you see impermanent, stop, move, that is impermanent, then it bring you to see kalapa inside. Wake up, okay. You practice, okay. Today, know as you can know. Maybe today you know only the bright is now, okay. This is more skill, okay. Okay, so this is also you seeing not by eye, you seeing by consciousness, okay, but. If you want to focus, how about consciousness? If you don't have consciousness, you cannot see breathing image, okay? Okay, and you cannot see kalapa. You need consciousness. Consciousness like you see Switzerland, okay? Consciousness come, okay? See jewel, see diamond, consciousness come, okay? Now, just one technique of Lung Pu Jia. Lung Pu Jia just tell you, when you sit meditation, just like you not lean on chair, but you lean on the sky. Can you sit and lean on the sky? Okay. Can you feel like you lean on the sky? It open. Okay. Now, before we finish, just watch your breathing. And when you watch your breathing, you do meditation. You sitting and lean on the sky. Lean on the sky. When you got lean on the sky, you watch, then you got watch is your mind. Lean on the sky will wake up your consciousness. Okay? Try now for 5 minutes now. Sit straight up. Before we finish, sit straight up. Smile. Put 2 wings on your shoulder, right? You are ready to fly, but we not fly, we just have this technique to wake up our consciousness. And to wake up more consciousness, just feel you leaning on the sky, or you sit in the mid of the sky, okay? All open. And you got attention on your breathing every moment. This is your mind, and you sit in the sky. You got your mind inside, consciousness wake up. You got wake up together. When you concentration attention on your breathing, and you got wake up seeing the mind itself, seeing the knower itself. Okay, seeing the knower, or the performance of the knower, okay? Then when you wake up, you can see the performance of mind. Your mind watch your breathing, but When you lean on the sky, you can see the performance of mind become more consciousness. How to see the performance of mind? Witness. Watch your breathing in front, but witness the mind inside. Witness not involved, okay? Now watch your breathing in and witness your mind. Watch your breathing out and witness your mind. And if you watch your breathing and stop, can you witness what you got in your mind? Breathing in, you watch. And breathing in, before breathing out, it got a pause, 1-2 seconds. Can you witness your mind? When you watch your breathing and stop, can you witness your mind, what happened? You might become wake up with more consciousness. Witness your mind inside. When you watch your breathing, but what the result in your mind? Can you witness? Then you can know you do correctly or not. Okay? If you witness your mind, you might become more charming, more alert and wake up, and more peace, more calmness. Then you can realize you do correctly already. But if you watch and then you use your brain, you got dizziness. Okay? Then your mind so terrible. Okay? Like a monkey mind. That you do wrong concentration. Okay? Witness your mind together when you watch your breathing in and out. And now set up your body and we do together for 5 minutes. Look and watch. Watch and see and witness your mind together. Look and watch and see your breathing in and out every moment and witness your mind together. And if you have joy in the practice, in the studying, you got consciousness with your mind wake up. Joy in the practice. More witness your mind, you got consciousness, wake up together more and more. You got your mind attention or concentration, but how about consciousness together? Just witness your mind, how attention, how concentration, then your mind become wake up with consciousness also. Now you learn with wisdom, your wisdom. More you witness your mind, you got wisdom. Wisdom, knowing, seeing how your mind is during the practice. More witness, you got more wisdom. And just use your wisdom to see you how you practice. And even you open your eye, can you see what different your wisdom? Open eye, you got more way up because you got used to fall asleep when you close your eye. Okay, so when you practice meditation, if you close your eye and then you not wake up, and then maybe you go deep into the meditation. But before you don't know how to wake up. Today you know how to wake up. Then when you go deep into the meditation, it go deep and it open. Deep and open. Deep and open. Deep and open. Before you go deep, maybe at the bottom, but you don't know how to wake up, okay? But today, you will realize your mind become one pointiness, still and one point, and it becomes still, and then lost on the perception of all things outside, okay? But when you got consciousness, you still know what happened, but you're not attached, okay? You're not attached. So that this is what different between Lokiya Samadhi, mundane meditation, and Lokuttara Samadhi, super mundane meditation. Mundane meditation, you go deep and you don't know anything, okay? You don't know anything. It looks like you go and resting at the bottom of mind. And the time being, it wake up. And you don't have knowing, awareness, don't know anything. This is only meditation for resting, okay? For shut up battery only, no wisdom, okay? But if you have awareness, consciousness also, you can realize how it is from the starting to the bottom. This, you got wisdom, wake up, okay?
Ajahn, if we get into that stage, if we open our eyes, can we save that stillness and still open up?
If you does it not wake up, you cannot maintain the state. If you wake up, you can maintain, okay? That's why wake up, then you can have meditation in daily life, even you not do meditation, but you can maintain it. You can develop it more in daily life. So that's why, anyhow, don't worry in the beginning, just practice first. Sometimes wake up, sometimes not wake up. Never mind. I'm not attached. Sometimes you learn with me, I teach you wake up. You learn with any master, maybe not wake up. I'm okay because if your lesson, you must learn how to fall asleep. Then when you wake up, you will know what different. So I don't mind. You will go to any method, any meditation, I don't mind. Because as far as I learn meditation in Thailand, I wake up, I learn by myself. No other teacher teaching wake up. I learn from my experience. So I let you traveling around Thailand. I think you not wake up. Because wake up, you must more awareness, more understanding, especially more understanding about five aggregate. Okay, consciousness must be the purpose. Now you just your mind, the purpose, but your mind got consciousness and monkey mind together, and you don't know how to make it different, make it wake up from the monkey mind. So that's why all tradition, most tradition in Thailand, normally you practice meditation, you will go in the half wake up, half sleep. Most, okay? Okay? And more most sleep more than wake up. There are three steps, okay? Good master will teach you how to wake up in between half sleep, half wake up. Okay? Before you go into the calmness and sleep, and you can see your body go down also. That means you do meditation, sleeping meditation. Okay, but it's not any bad to you, bad thing to you, because you can take a rest.